Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. White reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Niemann moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Klaus moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. Hatton moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus scores. Hatton moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aganez moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Aganez scores. White moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aganez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Niemann moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Red Sox 3, White Sox, 3. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 2 in the game. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Dick Donovan. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell bunts towards first. Agana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Agana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Niemann for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Joost pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.